I didn't write this story for people who want to rule the world, or for those who always have to show that they are stronger, faster, and better than everyone else. Or for those who think that human beings are the crown of creation. This story is for all who have the courage to protect instead of dominate, to save instead of plunder, and to preserve instead of destroy.
The Griffin's Feather by Cornelia Funke. It all looked so familiar to Fire Drake. The misty woods outside the entrance to the cave, the smell of the sea nearby in the cold morning air. Every leaf and every flower reminded him of the Scottish mountains where he had grown up. Hothbrod drove his knife so far into the desk under which the hobgoblin was sitting that his mouth harp fell from its furry fingers.
Any idea how we can get those eggs to grow without the mare, Barnabas?
Has anyone yet suggested the sun feather of a griffin to save the foals?
We've come about the new map, Gilbert. The map for the journey to Indonesia.
By Surtur's flaming sword, this island is like an oven.
Let go of my friend, or you've drawn your last breath.
The first blow hit the left wing. The second only just missed the fuselage of the plane.
Then, Cross spread his wings.
He was gigantic.
He and Sorrel were at the heart of a storm. Fire Drake's next attack, however, made Cross stumble, and Sorrel took her chance to reach into his tawny plumage.
And you will curse the wind that brought you here, Lindworm!
The Griffin's Feather by Cornelia Funke.
A dragon? No, Eugene. You've obviously eaten too many coral grass fleas. Although,